Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's 5778. We are in the Days of Awe and live on Arts and Seizures, and what a day it is. Let me tell you something. I am really genuinely thrilled right down to my floor shimes to be on the radio live today when the whole NFL is protesting the president. I really feel like something crazy is happening today. If there were someone, somebody, I didn't want to ever be in a brawl with, I guarantee you NFL and the NBA, not to mention the NCAA, are on the very, very short list. What do you think, Pete Zaremba?
I think there's too much going on.
Too much going on. That's everybody's favorite pizza. Pete Zaremba back.
It's good to be back. I'm
here. Good to see you.
I'm digging the seizures, but I'm still looking for art.
It happens.
You notice how we cut the applause off for that one. Thank you.
It happens. Today we are joined by two.
This is nice.
They're just regular Jews. Rabbi Dan Bronstein is back with his sagacity and wit. Good to see you, Dan.
The hoodlum rabbi.
Happy New Year, Lashana Tova.
I'd like to be known as Yahweh Ben Yahweh now.
God, Son of God?
Yes.
Is that your rap name?
That is.
And Aaron Lefkoe, the Jew who sells shellfish down at the seashore. Aaron Lefkoe, proprietor, restaurateur of Little Neck and Gowanus, the Little Neck Outpost, and the recently opened Little
Neck
Grand.
He's a busy man, so don't waste his time.
Okay? Yeah, don't waste my time. It's a pleasure to be back, Mike.
So five Jewish women. They're having lunch at a restaurant, and the waiter comes over and says, "Is anything all right?"
That's pretty good.
I didn't even hit the applause button for that.
I don't know. Yeah. That went
still
over
waiting
their heads.
For the applause button, laugh button.
What do you got in your hands there, Mike?
What I got here is... Wow. What I got in my hands here is a new copy of The Baffler magazine. This is something smart people read. You will not find it in your doctor's office, not your guys' doctor's office, is even though they have very Jewish-sounding last names, I'm sure, or the waiting room of the local correctional facility. This is The Baffler, and I'm really proud that I've got a new story in here about the...
Who's in there? Who's in this issue?
Donald Trump, the current president of the United States, the chief executive. My story, The Art of the Heel. It's about God and country. It's wrestling and Donald Trump finally explained. And even after, I think I've gone down this road, and believe me, I trod on it pretty hard. In the Washington Post today, someone commented, the NFL is not Donald Trump's personal WrestleMania. And this is like one of the beefs I have, is that These writers think they can use wrestling as a convenient metaphor to get a cheap pop from their liberal audience when they really know fuck all about wrestling. Because you know what, Pete? You know what, Aaron? Only wrestling fans can write about wrestling.
I'm a fan. I read your treatise, and I have to say that it's very courageous.
This is coming from the world's biggest Baron McGill.
Baron Miguel Cicluna from the Isle of Malta. My favorite, his last remaining fan.
But we got Rabbi Dan here, and I want to talk to Dan about specifically about Donald Trump. You know, here's the problem with Donald Trump and what I'm going at. It's the existential problem of Le Trump is that the man's a natural hero. I mean, he's a bad guy. I mean, he's just a bad motherfucking guy. He's a racist. He's a flim-flam man. I mean, he's just the worst. He's a thief. He's a gone-off. Right. Right. Yeah, you know, I thought this art opening a couple weeks ago, and this woman said to me, Donald Trump, he's a gone-off. And then she looked at me and says, and not even a nice one.
Yeah, that needs analysis.
But what I talk about in the story is that in wrestling, we have a thing called kayfabe, and kayfabe is the illusion of what you see is actually happening, that it's real. And what people want, wrestling fans,
is real.
Of course it's real. You know what wrestling is for? You know, reality is for people who can't handle wrestling.
Yeah. I agree.
But the thing about wrestling is it's like the Talmud, I say. It's the kayfabe, this illusion, because it serves us. It's something to work with. These are laws that are for us. It's not like Catholic dogma. It's not like the catechism, that these strict, rigid guidelines that cannot be bent. You know,
it can't be an originalist with wrestling, right? It has to be, as you said, a living, breathing document.
It has to be. If a gimmick's not working, you turn it around. You change it. If a guy's not going over as a face, you do a heel turn.
Right.
I mean, wrestling has a very short memory.
That's right.
America does too, but man, he's walking in some muddy waters today, the president.
Well, hopefully one of these natural disasters will strike all of his properties directly. Just focus on him. That's my fantasy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dan, last time you were here, you put a fatwa on Jared Kushner's head. Mm-hmm. And I remember this. I was like, do we do that? And he said, well, generally we shun people, but that takes a long time.
Yeah, I've got a huge fatwa list. You know that they used to distribute like at one point in the second Iraq war, they distributed cards with different people they were trying to capture.
Right, right. The Ace of Spades being Saddam Hussein, and number two being, you know, is like Minister of Propaganda, etc.
Right, right. So I think we need that. You know, maybe not cards, but I don't know what.
So is Ivanka is the queen of?
I don't know what to say about
AIDS. Spades. I'm going with spades. Yeah, she's the card you don't want to show up in your hand. And her gimmick, of course, you know, in wrestling parlance, her gimmick is pretending to actually care about other human beings.
Right, right, right.
Which is complete bullshit.
And sort of boasting about her Jewishness.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the PD. That, you know, it's oddly, it's the one thing that didn't show up in the Baffler story is I kind of took on Kushner, you know, and his ex-con father.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, for this PD of like being Jewish, raising their kids Jewish, and, you know, and like Donald Trump was basically an anti-Semite.
Yes.
A kosher shiksa like that's like every Jewish boy's dream.
I believe that every boy's dream.
And she's Jewish?
A virgin wax like a whore.
No, for me, it's more Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Really?
Yes. That mind. I mean, not her physical.
That body.
Forget
the mind.
Look at her back in the old days.
All right. Well, before we go any further, though, I did want to play the national anthem because this is going to be a new feature on the show. And dissent will not be tolerated. Okay? So everybody, please stand up while we play the national anthem. Vitor, hit it.
Oh. What a surprise.
What do you think, Pete? Have I chosen well?
You've chosen well.
That's American Beat by the Flesh Tones, of course. It should be the national anthem.
Are the mics on?
Oh, yeah, we're hot.
Oh, good. We have to be hot. Okay. How much of this are we going to...
As much as you like. As much as you like. If you want to listen to your own song, that's cool.
I could listen to this.
I think, by the way, when I was thinking today...
I figured you'd play the version by Handsome Dick. In keeping with the season.
And the Jewishness of the room.
Yeah.
I was thinking today, what should be the national anthem? And I came up with American Beat, but I also always loved One Nation Under a Groove. But I was thinking maybe Sister Sledge, We Are Family might be good. You guys have any thoughts on what should be the national anthem?
I would stand for that one.
Because we're damn close to changing it at this point. Okay? Kobe's on board. I got LeBron. You know, I got Stephen Curry. I think at some point even Tom Brady's going to come along for this one. Motherfucker.
That was very nice.
All right. You were saying before, you know.
Why do you back announce that?
How do you back announce that?
Why don't you?
Why don't I? The American Beat by the Flesh Tones.
There you go.
What's going on with the Flesh Tones? You guys playing?
Later in the month. Every few months we play. We're going to go down to the Yep Rock 20th anniversary party. down in Chapel Hill.
A legit label, a legit recording label, one of the last remaining.
Yeah, everyone's going to be down there. Nick Lowe, you know.
Everyone's going to be down there.
Nick Lowe, whatever.
That was a Fleshtones album. Was one of my, I think I told you this, one of my first purchases as a young man. Fleshtones versus Reality.
Really? And guess who won?
Professional wrestling.
Reality.
Reality won, Fleshtones zero.
It was on cassette.
Yeah, on the cassette.
I still have it.
And I remember the cassette box, we used to joke and call it including extra track. Because there was an extra track, and the geniuses at the record label said, that's so important, let's put that across the front of it, bigger than the title of the record.
Extra track.
So we call it including extra track. It did include a Jump Back by, Rufus Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Mikey, listen, you had in your hands, you had the Baffler.
The Baffler, and we were talking about Donald Trump and professional wrestling. It goes on and on and on. And like I was saying, like the problem, Donald Trump's like the existential problem. The guy just wants to be hated, and I think, and he wants to be loved rather, but he's hated. And I think, like, worship the flag. In his mind, the wrestling arena that is his brain, this makes him a good guy. You know, by like just coming after God and country and flag, when in fact it's completely backfired.
He's completely oblivious, and he. You know, like I was saying to you before, I kind of see him as like the ISIS of politicians. He's hated by so many different groups.
But as we were talking about before, like when I started, when the Taliban started out, the people, you know, in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, they welcomed them, right. They were going to bring law and order after all these warlords running amok after the Soviet.
Kind of like Soviets Donald Trump after, right. After the warlord Obama.
The strongman.
Don't blame me. I voted Nikolai Volkov.
There you go. Is he on the ballot?
Well, I talk about, you know, I used to root for the Iron Sheik, and I almost had my ass kicked, you know, by a bunch of patriots at Madison Square Garden, good beer-drinking American patriots, because I was rooting for the Iron Sheik. It's like, you know, how can you root for the guy who supports a terrorist? And like, well, the guy he's fighting, Hulk Hogan, you know, has done something much worse. He's committed a far greater crime. He's a jerk.
Right.
You know, Roddy Piper told me, Hulk Hogan is the kind of guy that wears a spandex when he mows his lawn.
Yeah, that's a horrifying
image. That's kayfabe.
That's not kayfabe. It's
just
like Trump.
Kayfabe.
No, it's not. He's a mark for he's narc. Yes, exactly. He's a mark for his own gimmick. He's so deeply sunken in and invested into his own bullshit that he can't escape it.
Yeah, spandex, Hulk Hogan, those are two things that should be wiped from human memory.
Man, I cannot believe Donald Trump's getting into it with the NCAA. I mean, Obama had a slightly different relationship with the basketball tournament.
Yes.
Don't generalize.
All right, I'll tell you what. There's one thing you're putting out fatwas. Maybe it's
what are
time
you doing?
For a song. I'm pulling out this thing. I think maybe it's time for a song.
Is it time for a hootenanny?
It could be a hootenanny. A hootenanny.
Okay, kids.
Hootenanny.
Everyone, you'll never know how much I really love you.
You'll never know how much I really care. All right. Well,
we're very relaxed today.
We are relaxed.
We're
well,
into submission.
It's more arts than seizures today.
Where is Art? I come here all these times.
I think I saw him in the pizza line about a half hour ago.
We got a new bartender out there. You notice that, Pete?
I noticed that.
I spent the last year training the last guy. I hate when they bring in new bartenders.
I think they raised the price of these things.
Well, no, there is a price. That's the
problem.
I wouldn't
know. I've been putting them on Mike's tab.
It's all right. It's never... what you pay, it's what you got it for, right, Rabbi?
I have to think about that. That was too deep.
All right, I'll tell you what.
What are you going to play for us,
I'll tell
Mikey?
You what.
Look, they're looking.
The awkward big table are waiting.
What did they order? Pizza? Pizza.
Pizza Remba.
Oh, yeah. Big fake out.
Pizza.
Here we go. Four, three, two, one.
Dead presidents, them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm a badly bent. Everybody loves the dead presidents. Well, the bit of Lincoln can't park your car. Washington, he can't go too far. Jefferson is good if you're playing the trap. If you think you're gonna bring some big bugs back, then dead presidents.
Dead presidents.
Dead presidents.
Dead presidents.
Well, I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. Everybody loves his head presidents. Now a Hamilton on a 10 can't get you straight. A Jackson on a 20, man, is really great. And if you talk about a poor man's friend, Grant will get you out of any trouble you're in. Them dead presidents. Everyone's
dead presidents.
Oh, those dead presidents. Sing it, boys.
Dead presidents.
Well, I ain't broke, but I'm a belly bent. You know, everybody's talking about the dead president. $100 Franklin, it's really sweet. $500 McKinley is the one for me. If I ever get a Cleveland, I'm really set. $1,000 Cleveland is so hard to get. There's dead presidents.
Dead presidents.
Dead presidents.
Dead presidents.
Well, I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. Now, everybody's talking about the dead president. Who's your favorite?
Oh, maybe Lincoln.
I thought you were going to use this as a lead-in for a joke.
All right. Hamilton. Well, he ain't even
Martin Van Buren, what are you talking about here? I thought you were going to say Trump.
Trump. Pence.
Reagan.
Chester Arthur.
Nixon.
Now, there was a heel. That was a real heel. I love the heel president. Iron Sheik for president, you know? Jesse Ventura.
He's not a citizen.
Became a governor of Minnesota.
I want to see the Iron Sheik's birth certificate.
You know, I just look forward to a time when the whole country is run by a race of super intelligent professional wrestlers. Maybe Baron Cicluna.
He's not. You got to see his birth certificate. From the Isle of Malta.
The Isle of Malta. Can you do it? These are troubled times indeed. We're in the days of awe.
We are.
What are they eating?
And Little Walter is appropriate for this time of the year.
Little Walter Jacobs.
That's right.
You ever see a photograph of his face?
The scars?
The scars.
Yeah.
Like Abdullah the Butcher.
That album cover, Hate to See You Go.
Yeah, Hate to See You Go, man. Right. Look at that. The guy. Okay.
He has troubles.
You got to watch it when he's shaving.
Yes.
He's got his forehead and, you know, his cheeks and whatnot. Oh,
he lived a hard life. Well, it is the days of awe, Dan. I did want to talk about that with you. I trust you as a sage counsel. This is the period of intense period of self-reflection amongst our people.
Well, it is. People always, a lot of times people stop at the self-reflection. So self-reflection is really part one. Part two is going out and doing something about it. So, you know, if you think about it, if you just limit it to self-reflection, that can turn into an exercise in narcissism, which we don't need anything more. But we really need to do is go out and change things. And I can think of some things I would change.
Oh, wow. So go out and change things. Are you
I would love to be less narcissistic. It's just not possible.
Well, radio's good. Radio's kind of good for the ego.
It's humbling.
I have to say something, though. These shrimp are delicious. Thank you. And the oysters, really.
Our newest gimmick, going is we've been doing magic tricks on the radio.
Oh, well,
last week.
You're going to saw me in half?
I cut Pete in half.
That hurts.
It went over big.
Watch it.
We're far too good looking for television. That's why we do radio. And oi, the tricks. It is important, the self-reflection. And I mean, what do you think when you see all this like toxic narcissism in the White House? I do believe personally that the President of the United States does set like sort of a timbre for the rest of the country.
It's horrifying.
And I mean, he's legitimizing some pretty bad behavior. But the odd thing is, it sort of seems to be turning on him. The question is, will it really turn? The NFL is like, you know, showing unity. They had a commercial today that just came out. They must have cut it in about 30 seconds. Unbelievable. About Between the Lines.
Right.
I mean, this is incredible. I know this is going to go out as a podcast and hopefully, you know, stand for antiquity. Hopefully the show will be listened to in 700 years.
Unearthed.
But today is a big day.
Our engineers.
God willing, and if the creek don't rise. But, I mean, watching this ad commercial this morning, with my Canadian girlfriend wept openly.
That's, you know.
Watching
for the
this,
Americans that are going to be flooding over their borders?
Over the Canadian borders? Yeah. Well, they're the last. I can't wait till the war with Canada starts.
Yeah, that's
Treaty of Kent. Treaty of Kent.
You were saying too, Dan. You're feeling the apocalypse. You're seeing it coming over the horizon.
Yeah. Lots, you know.
Are you
fires.
End of the days, Rabbi?
I'm not.
End of days, Rabbi?
I don't believe in, you know, that sort of end. I think
what,
the end of days.
What's Mike talking about?
You're not a Four Horsemen guy.
I'm not a Four Horsemen guy. That's more of a Christian
Ric Flair,
thing.
Metallica,
but, The Andersons, Tully Blanchard.
Those Four Horsemen.
Who did that song Armageddon in the '70s?
I don't know. Was that a?
It was some
the 70s. I was gonna say, just assumed it was Metallica until you said the 70s.
Yeah, no, not Metallica. No, I think that
they have to have.
There's apocalyptic things happening now.
Hurricanes.
I mean, it's like every earthquakes.
There's some hurricanes. Yeah,
it's been a bad week.
We never had them.
Well, there weren't any earthquakes before the Trump administration. We never had any. Right?
I don't recall any. Do you, Aaron? I don't
one maybe, well, maybe in like 1989,
right? But you know, three earthquakes, I believe, now in a row.
It's a lot in a week. Not several to mention that we're literally discussing nuclear war,
right,
with like, you know, some like kooky banana republic, yeah, answers to no one. More importantly, though, Aaron, is how is climate change, how is the apocalypse affecting the shellfish business?
It's not. We're going stronger than ever.
Oh no, that's not there. Right.
What? Wait, wasn't a good.
What is climate change?
What is climate change?
He's shucking them, baby. I don't know.
You know, in these kind of times, people like a place where they can go and they can lose themselves. And I'm happy to fill that niche.
I've been lost in there. we should start a competing shellfish place called Shuck and Jive.
See how that goes over. I'm shucking those damn things.
It's all right.
I want to get. I still am intrigued with your Christine waking up this morning. And what, she looked at you and burst into tears?
Well, there was something that happened in between that.
Oh,
and that was watching this actually very moving ad about unity and diversity in America. And it was like the fucking NFL. I mean, listen, there's not a lot about jock culture I like.
Right.
Although I do recognize, I mean, let me tell you something. If I had a kid, there's no way he's playing football. No fucking way. Yeah. Because I would like him to, you know, have him.
There's a lot of ifs involved, you know, with this problem.
If the good old boys buying F-150s watching the NFL every Sunday,
yeah,
are protesting the president, you know it's end times.
Well, I mean, you know, even the owners are getting with it. You know, it's crazy. You know,
and they're the 1%.
Dude, they are the 1% of the 1% NFL owner. Well, the fucked up thing, of course, is that Trump wanted to buy an NFL team, and they told him no. And he had the generals, of course, you remember that.
Yes.
Right? And that didn't really work out too well.
Right.
Either.
Well, you know, I mean, I get all my news from the New York Post and New York Daily News. And there's been, at the same time as all these earthquakes and fires, it's been like endless incidents of people running amok naked and being tasered. That's one thing. And there's also endless incidents.
White people?
Teachers, female teachers, hooking up with their students.
I've seen this.
And then there's also unbelievable amount of cases.
What a time to be living.
Of people hooking up with animals.
That wasn't in my New York.
So that's, you know.
This reminds me of some of the promiscuity and whatnot going on in the movie about your people called The Ten Commandments.
Well, oh, sure, yeah, around the golden calf.
You remember that scene?
Of course.
Who was leading that? Was that Edward G. Robinson? Was he leading
that? He was
that,
the bad guy.
Bacchanal?
The one Jewish guy.
Moses.
The Jewish actor was the bad guy. He was Korach. But Heston was
bestiality,
the genius.
See? It's great.
Get a golden calf here.
And Heston was all about apocalypse, right?
Yeah, courageous guy.
Omega Man, Planet of the Apes, like End of Days.
You see?
Charles is the king of the apocalyptic movie in his own way. He is.
Right.
There you go.
Let me tell you something about
that. I'm going to go to Aaron's restaurant and have
Soylent Green.
Oysters and seafood to celebrate.
We should get some pizza here and then go over to Aaron's place and put some clams on the pizza.
Open bar.
A classic clam pie.
A clam pie. Clam pie is really.
Do you do a clam pie?
No, and if we did, it would surely be end times.
The end of times. I'll tell you, speaking of pizza and Jews, one of the. This was like Manitoba. Our friend Richard Manitoba once told me, he did a story with him for Heeb magazine, the nascent Heeb magazine, the kind of counterculturally Jewy rag. And we did a
little. Vice for nerdy Jewish guys.
Exactly. And we did a little walking tour of the East Village for his favorite place to eat. And it's not 34 on 2nd Avenue, first time,
Five Roses?
Five Roses,
Roses,
thank you.
Yeah, Roses.
And he lived upstairs.
Girl with the big nose.
He lived upstairs from the pizza joint.
Was she Jewish?
And he actually had to walk through by the oven to get into his apartment. But he used to bring his own toppings.
It's a Mediterranean thing.
That was the most Jewish thing I'd ever seen. He would go next door, buy the sopressata he liked better, that was less expensive, and then bring it over and say...
Richie did this?
He brought his own toppings to the pizza
place. That's right.
I would 86 them.
86.
Oh,
see?
Man.
See? Anti-Semitism right there.
That's
why people don't like the Jews. You brought your own toppings? What the fuck?
You pulled my hood on that one.
I think an anti-Semitism themed pizza place would be great. So one pizza would be called Blood and Soil, for example.
Oh, man.
Shove them in the oven.
Oh, there we go.
That
was quick.
I want you to know this is a very progressive radio show. I mean, we have at times come out against air pollution. Rape, we're against it. We're against it. Poverty, against it.
Now, wait a second.
Most murder,
you're
we're
pushing
against
the envelope.
Bestiality?
In most cases. reminds me of a joke.
Since you guys were on the subject, far be it for me to say, but down south, have any of you checked into the Heeb supermarkets?
No.
HEBs?
I've never heard of them. Is that a real thing?
Heb? Is it Heb?
Is wrestling real?
Yeah. Okay.
As real as you want it, baby.
Okay. H-E-B, man.
Was there some relationship to the old Piggly
Wiggly?
I'm just
asking if it's an Old Testament thing. Or not. I mean, being, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know about this stuff. So I'm just asking.
What do they sell?
I don't know if it's original five books. Maybe from the Mishnah, though.
Maybe it's the Lost Tribe?
Yes, yes.
They got really lost down there.
That's right.
Really, way lost. Yeah, you don't.
You've been wandering.
You were down in Tennessee.
Yeah, you know. And
did you see the HEBs?
I see the HEBs. People were feeling my head to see if I had horns. HEBs.
And what did they? I noticed you don't take that hat off.
Well, that's more because I'm not comfortable being bald than any of our Jewish observance. You know.
Oh, Mikey.
What are you going to do? As ever, it's been
Mikey,
the fastest.
Mikey, what's that magazine you got over
half
there?
Ever. Once again, I want to thank my friends at The Baffler for allowing me to run off about Donald Trump and wrestling.
That was an excellent treatise.
Thank you very much. And yeah.
Courageous.
It's weird because I have this weird, oddball connection with professional wrestling. Obviously, I was in the business a long time ago. I ran the magazines. And
there's nothing
about
odd
it.
About that.
And you know, I talk about this in my last book. You are a complete disappointment about the first scene. It's my father's deathbed.
I bought that book.
On my father's deathbed. It's literally the last words he said to me before, like, he was carted away, like in a trauma cart. Like, you know, like the team came in and like never saw him again. He said, "I can't believe someone as smart as you likes professional wrestling." You know,
that's
and this is what I was
shot.
Left with. And so there's something emotional, oddly, there's emotional content about me writing about professional wrestling still for, you know, The Baffler, formerly like the MIT Literary Journal.
That was a great book.
And I want, thank you very much. I wonder what the old man might say about it, and I'm figuring not much.
Well, maybe he's here with us in some way.
Oh, spirit?
Dude, let me tell you, one day we're going to do a show.
Disappointment from Beyond the Grave.
Yes. When I was working on the book, one of my ancient relatives said, "If you're working on a book about your dad, there's someone you should really talk to." And I said, "Well, who's that?" I said, "Your dad." Yeah. "And I know someone who can put you in touch." And I said, "For now, I'm going to stick to traditional reporting methods, but thank you very much, because I hate to not be a mensch. I want to be polite at all times."
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because one thing I know for sure, Pete Zaremba, a gentleman is only rude on purpose.
I see you've been reading Ian Fleming. So.
Look, Jewish thinker.
Another great Jew. There you go. We're surrounded by them.
Well,
you got to check out those supermarkets next time you're.
What do they sell?
I don't know. It's just everything that a Piggly Wiggly sells. I don't know. Except the Piggly
another,
and the Wiggly.
Another clearly Jewish company.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Aaron, you've been very vociferous today.
He's relaxed. Don't.
I've had a couple of zingers.
A couple of zingers. Well,
don't harass the man.
I'm not going to harass him. Far
He's
from,
been shucking
far,
listers.
Far from that. I'm going to plug his fantastic restaurants, Little Neck and Gowanus.
I'm going.
Maybe in my favor, we're
going
to go over there.
I'm going.
Do some vodka. It's awesome. Little Neck and Gowanus. He is the Jew who sells Trafe. And
Trafe.
You
want to talk about a complete disappointment.
You're a very low-maintenance guest, the complete disappointment. You know, that's, you know, the Jewish conundrum. Free oysters.
I meant the Jew selling Trafe, not the restaurants,
right,
clarify.
It's not uncommon.
Oh, man. Where does the time go, Mikey?
Well, what do you think, though, Rabbi? I mean, is this man going to hell for peddling shellfish?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think it works that way.
I think it takes a little bit more than that to cross the...
Oh, I'll be going to hell, but it's not for the shellfish.
Right, right.
Oh, there you go.
I think it's more like, you know, the people in the Electric Light Orchestra are going to hell.
I'll tell you one thing the show could use, though, is a
cultural crimes, baby.
Yes, exactly.
I used to
appropriation.
When I was in college, I used to rant and rave about holding the cultural Nuremberg trials. And
it's
man,
a great
idea. Boy, did I have a list.
If you need a prosecutor, please be in touch with
learned
me.
Learned rabbi.
Because that's what the world needs is another Jew
lawyer. You can get some Talmudic Wait on that.
That's
please.
Right.
Really, wait. Put the Talmud down on these people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just bring the weight, dude. I can never believe like every time I go to bar mitzvah, it's always an honor, of course, to carry the Torah.
Yes.
But things fucking heavy as shit.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I'm not getting younger. I gotta like cart these scrolls around the room.
5,000 years old, baby.
Come well, the 5788.
The people who and if you drop it, you get to fast for 40 days.
That's right. That's right. I was once in a situation like that, and they. The way they dealt with that is they divided it up among 40 people who were there.
What's the conversation?
Oh, man. That's
what's
so...
the conversation when it hits the floor?
Oh, no.
Who picks it up?
How do we deal with this? You know, it was bad.
Did it unspool?
It did.
Did
it
the cocaine fall out of it?
It was, and it was actually at a Chabad place.
Did the rabbi's stash come tumbling out?
So this is Chabad, and they were coming up with these loopholes. I just want that noted for the record.
Jews are great with loopholes.
Yes.
Because they're really trying to bring people in. They don't. Nobody's going to want to be a Jew if they have to fast for 40 days.
That's right. That's right. So
what is this, Ramadan?
We're not the most welcoming of people. Let's be honest. You know, we're not evangelical. You know.
Correct.
And, I mean.
Evangelical Jews.
If like my mother's house were to be held up as some symbol of Judaism.
Right.
No guests. No children. No messes. No spouse. Like, it's like. You know, why is there plastic on the couches? Because it's for guests, but yet none ever came.
Right. You know, it's the Groucho Marx line. I wouldn't want to be a member of any club that would, or I wouldn't want to belong to any club that would have me as a member.
It's the way that I feel about both the Democratic and Republican parties. Count on it. All right, we're going to get out of here. It's been the fastest half hour on the internet today. Once again, thanks to Aaron Lefkoe. Again, and all your trafe pleasures. Bring some oysters next time,
dude. Thank you for having me.
I want you to shuck live on the air. We want to do some live shucking.
Shucking and jiving, baby.
I'll jive, but I don't shuck.
All right. And, of course, Rabbi Dan Bronstein.
The hoodlum rabbi.
Thank you.
Always good to see
That's
you.
That's one of the nicest things anybody's ever seen.
The Talmud and the switchblade.
That's right.
I read it.
A good new year for everybody. Happy, healthy.
Did you go down to the water? Did you go down to the water?
You know what? I don't like that ritual.
Wow. Well, you don't get to pick and choose your rituals.
No, I know.
Actually, I do. But what you're talking about is people writing down...
Tashlich.
Which is?
It's a delicious dumpling.
That's right, right. No, it's throwing away your sins. And often people go, you know, you
cast
go to a water,
away.
Right, you cast away.
Cast them away.
I don't like it because some people think that's all you have to do.
Well,
instead of like stopping an asshole, they think if you know you go to a body of water, you can
absolution for a year.
Right.
Boy, it sounds sounds so Catholic.
It sounds like a good deal.
It sounds
to
like,
me.
Like
I like that. Aaron, what do you think?
Come walk into the light,
like
and you're free.
It's originally
pagan. Probably.
I'm ready.
But it's not about good deeds. It's about like all you got to do is give confession and you're clean, right? That's isn't that what they're selling? Absolution, you know, in the Goyim churches. I mean,
I don't know. I can't comment.
I can't comment. But that's it. Solon absolution.
You know what? We've run out of time to comment.
I know. Okay. Next week, we'll get to the Protestant Reformation.
500 years, baby.
Right.
500 years. We have. I'll bring in the bottle of wine. Remember, my agent from Germany brought
That's right.
She brought the 500 year anniversary bottle of
Martin Luther on the
really?
What's it? Yeah, of Grauer Zweigelt. Which you would understand.
Right.
So, the same...
Pretty much the same thing
pretty
as Yiddish.
Pretty much the same thing. A little
close
for comfort. I think
that grape, roughly translated, means the blood of Christ.
Let's not get into that one.
But I think it means the blood of Christ and matzah.
We'll pass over that. to quote Mr. Marx.
You know what I'm doing right now?
You.
What are we doing?
I'm showing great self-restraint. Oh, the jokes I could make. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Vitor in the booth. Thanks to everybody in Radio Land. Everybody, really a happy,
wide-ranging,
peaceful, prosperous new year. And God bless the NFL. I never thought I'd say that before. But, man, I hope they win this war. I mean, it's amazing to see, like, owners locking arms. I mean, look, this is like, by the way, just labor and management on that level. It's amazing that they're getting together. But this is a good thing. I think
I think the president lost it when he said to boycott, and that got the owners.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly,
don't go after sports.
But dude, and the thing that's getting buried too is that he says like they're not hitting hard enough. He goes, maybe if they hit harder and didn't give everybody 15 yards for, like, excessive, you know, violence, right. maybe you wouldn't run. It's like, dude, you're really, like, you advocate violence everywhere and deny it. But it's like, really? This is what you want to see? Like, people maim each other legit?
Yeah.
Actually,
that is what I want to see.
It's very Roman.
And again, I offered you professional wrestling. All right, we're out of here. All right, Arts and Seizures. We'll see you next week. We got Daddy Long Legs coming on.
Oh, really? My favorites.
All right.
No, they're real musicians.
All right, we're going to have the harmonica shootout.
A real harmonica player. Okay, remember, begin this with the turnaround. Let's go.
You play harmonica and he plays harp.
Set the tempo.
I'm rocking, Daddy. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'm going out of Tennessee. Simon Fannie Mae.
Here we go. Ready?
What are you doing?
We're ready. Here we go.
Well, I'm going to Rosie, stopping Fanny Mae. Going to tell Fanny what I heard a boyfriend say. Don't stop me to talk and tell you everything I know. I'm going to break up this signifying because someone's got to go. Now, Jack gave his wife $2. Go downtown to get some margarine downtown. Get all the streets, old John, stop. He knocked her down and he's blocking her. I don't stop me talking. I'll tell you everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifier. Somebody's got to go. Michael, can you play the guitar for us? Some money to go to the beauty shop. Jim honked his horn, she start to stop. He's taking baby around the block. I'm going to beauty shop where I get my hair socked. Don't stop me to talking. I'll tell you everything I know. Well, I'm gonna break up the signifying money. Somebody's got to go. Got to go.
I love the cha-cha-cha. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awele, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.